Welcome. The way the world looks right now, on the streets of New York City, the freeways of Los Angeles, not to mention the emptiness across European and Asian capitals, it's barren, totally barren. As if it was 4 a.m. everywhere, all the time. I wake up really early, 4 a.m., and I drive to my office in Old Town Scottsdale. Usually there's nobody on the road. It's a really peaceful time to be awake, a quiet time. I think the very best time for meditation. Now, while the inconveniences of life in this moment in history are severe, I mean, they're saying kids are not going to have school this year. Not until next September will they go back to school. I'm not sure if there'll be summer camps. So parents like myself are wondering, how the heck are we supposed to get through this? And it's only day two of what could be 6 months. All the more reason to cherish those early hours before the kids wake up. 4 a.m., quiet, creative, peaceful. When you look at the world right now, it's just a very different place. I was reading something today, how the canals are clear in Venice, Italy. Italy's coasts have dolphins coming nearer. Japan has deer roaming free in the streets. The earth has begun showing signs of amazing things that are happening from the absence of human pollution. Someone posted, what if the entire population used this as an opportunity to restart society on a greener, more environmentally conscious foot? What we are seeing in the span of a couple days is amazing. When you think of it like that, it's not all bad. What would it have taken for the whole world to push pause? I mean, it's really hard to bring spiritual perspective into a global pandemic, but if you have an inkling of spirituality, an inkling of trust, what this is doing for the environment is pretty incredible. It's probably the only possible thing that could have happened to reset the Earth's environment in just a matter of days. Again, it's 4 a.m. all over the world. Today, I was driving to my office as usual at 4 a.m., and another car that was passing me had their lights off. Now, that's dangerous because at 4 a.m., people are just waking up. You're not used to seeing a lot of people on the road. If you're going to be awake at 4 a.m., you better have your lights on. This is a call to each one of us as individuals at this moment in history, at 4 a.m. all over the world. Turn on your lights. Now, of course, it's incredibly painful in many ways. Economically, so many people are suffering. But if you're okay, if you have your health, if you can get through today, I'm guessing most of us can do that. Can you turn on your lights and see what's going on here? I remember when my son was born, my wife tried to have a natural birth. She had a doula. We tried to take that whole organic approach. And after a few hours of her screaming in pain, she finally got the epidural. And the next day, I was talking to the doctor who delivered the baby. And he said, hey, imagine animals who give birth in nature. They don't have epidurals. He said, nature is brutal. Nature is brutal. We're feeling that brutality right now. Nature's doing what it has to do to reset the earth. It comes with pain and suffering. But like giving birth to something new, like the opening of the cocoon, can you and I remember the theme we signed up for here? Trust your journey. In any moment when you're hit in the gut with that thought, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to resuscitate my business? How am I going to deal with my kids at home? Can you breathe into trust? Can you breathe into the image of a caterpillar emerging from the cocoon with these new wings? Can you breathe into the clear canals in Venice, the deer in the streets of Japan? the quiet calm in Times Square. Can you breathe into that? Now, of course, you might have this voice in your head saying, whatever, this is stupid. You got to get back to figuring out how you're going to get through this. That's one way to deal with it. But another way is to turn on your lights. Be someone who at this strange hour is calm and illuminated instead of dark and confused. It's a choice you make. Like Viktor Frankl, who wrote about another disturbing and very uncertain time in history, the Holocaust. He famously said, "The last of the human freedoms to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." Breathe into trust. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable and take a few of the deepest breaths you've taken in a really long time. Breathe into trust. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Breathe into trust. Breathe into trust. coming back to the moment. It's 4 a.m. all over the world. The world is barren. The canals of Venice are clear. I told you my relatives are from Venice, Italy. When they were young, they used to swim in the canals. I'm not sure if you've seen the canals in modern times, but you would not even want to touch that water with your pinky finger. And look what's happening. Deer in the streets of Japan, clear skies over LA, quiet calm in Times Square. It's 4 a.m. Turn on your lights. Be someone who at this strange hour is calm and illuminated instead of dark and confused. It's a choice you can make, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. Breathe into trust. See you tomorrow. Peace. Thank you.